Thank you and welcome to the Telepizza 9 months fiscal year 2020 results presentation. This call was recorded on November 27th of 2020. My name is José Luis Renedo, CFO of Telepizza, and I am speaking on behalf of the company today. As in prior occasions, and before we begin, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that certain information provided during this presentation contains projections or other forward-looking statements on Food Delivery Brands Group, formerly called Telepizza Group S.A., future performance that, as you know, by their nature, are subject to numerous assumptions, risks, and uncertainties. During this call, we will be referencing to the company 9 months fiscal year 2020 financial unaudited results and investor presentation, which has been posted in our corporate website. For those of you that are not familiar with our company and our business, in slide number four, you can find some key facts about us. Moving now to slide number five, as we have already mentioned in our H1 results presentation, the progressive relaxation of the restrictions in all the countries where we are present has allowed us to improve our sales steadily month by month, again in Q3, especially in delivery and takeaway. In this sense, the company has redesigned its takeaway process, launching an evolved contactless protocol to reinforce the security of the channel, as well as making it even more convenient for consumers by introducing digital enhancements in the process. As anticipated, the percentage of equity and franchise stores opened as of the end of Q3 escalated to close to 90%, and we expect this percentage to increase steadily during Q4 as more and more stores in LATAM, especially in non-equity countries, reopen. Despite still being impacted by the effect of COVID-19, especially in our dine-in channel, the results in terms of sales, revenues, and EBITDA in this third quarter have shown a solid performance, again exceeding our commercial and financial internal targets for this period. Year-to-date September 2020 chain sales amounted to close to 726 million, a reduction of 21% to 2019, with group's revenues reaching 257 million, a 12% reduction year-on-year. The difference between both percentages is basically explained by the higher decrease experienced by our PH franchisees in LATAM, as well as in our own operations in Chile, due to their bigger weight on dine-in, but also from the inclusion in our perimeter of the PH business in Mexico, acquired in January 2020. Year-to-date September EBITDA amounted to 14 million, with Q3 contributing almost 7 million, almost replicating the results obtained in the first half of the year and clearly showing the strong operational leverage of the business as it gradually returns to more normal level. The group still holds a strong liquidity position with 50 million cash in our balance sheet as of the end of September, after having paid the interest coupon in July. Anyhow, the company continues carefully monitoring the evolution of the second wave of the pandemic and its potential impacts to take all necessary actions to preserve liquidity and maximize the profitability of the business. Meanwhile, we work together with the local authorities to ensure our activity is considered as an essential service to consumer. In respect to our discussions with Yum on the redefinition of the commercial terms of our alliance and the evolution of the potential alternatives to raise the needed funds to deliver the turnaround plan and maintain a minimum liquidity, both topics are progressing well but not yet closed. In this context, and despite the potential negative impact from this second wave of COVID, we restate our guidance provided in May of 17 to 24 million adjusted EBITDA for fiscal year 2020, as well as 14 to 22 negative cash flow available for that service. On the next slide, you can find more details on what I have just mentioned, as well as the result for October and our current outlook for November. In relation to this, it is worth mentioning that delivery and takeaway in Spain and also in Portugal are being affected during November, and also partially in October, by the restrictions to mobility and reduction to opening hours taken by the different regional governments in order to control the impact of the second wave of the pandemic and to allow some more flexibility during the Christmas high season. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 vaccine is finally available. Anyhow, although a further extension of these measures during December might hamper the expected results for Q4 in Spain, the overall impact of full-year EBITDA should be limited and shouldn't compromise the achievement of our guidance for the full year 2020. If we now move to slide number 7, here you can see the key metrics of the business for Q3 compared with the same period for 2019, as well as the monthly evolution within the quarter. Looking first at our store network, the total number of restaurants within the EMF perimeter at the end of Q3 fiscal year 20 reached 2,351, minus 19 units versus 1 year ago and minus 25 compared to Q2 2020. This trend is expected to continue during the remaining of 2020 as some franchisees are suffering the consequences of the pandemic in their business. As mentioned in our prior result presentation, movements between own and franchise store are mostly related with some buybacks of stores from franchisees made in Chile, the acquisition of the PH business in Mexico, and some own stores being franchised in order to improve the efficiency and reorganize franchisees' coverage areas. Regarding chain sales, after the strong decline seen during March and April, performance has been positive during all months of Q3, especially in EMEA, with countries like Ireland already in positive versus prior year, or just decreasing single digits like Spain and Switzerland. Monthly variations within the quarter are explained by seasonal and calendar effects, like the number of weekends in a month. This good sales performance has its direct reflections on quarterly revenues and EBITDA. As already mentioned, EBITDA in Q3 amounted to close to 7 million, representing an almost 50% contribution to total year-to-date EBITDA of 14 million, showing the strong operational leverage of the business on system sales gradually approached to pre-COVID-19 levels. Gross debt stayed flat versus Q2 at an amount of 396 million. Meanwhile, the group holds a 50 million cash balance as of the end of September. On slide number 9, you can see the evolution and impact that COVID-19 has had on our key operating regions during this last quarter. As of the end of this third quarter, trading conditions in EMEA, although still slightly down in terms of sales, were getting closer to normal business, with most of our stores, both Telepizza and Pizza Hut, already open. In Spain, system sales are consistently moving at low negative single digits, with delivery and takeaway growing strongly, although not yet enough to offset the restrictions on dine-in and the drop of international visitors during this summer. Similar conditions are being experienced in Portugal, with sales still impacted by the higher presence of PH store in shopping malls, airports, and other high traffic locations where turnout continues being low. Ireland, as already seen in Q2, continues showing a sound performance with all stores open at the end of Q3 and double-digit sales growth. As seen in prior quarters, the escalation process in LATAM lacks in comparison with EMEA, with a still significant number of stores closed in Chile, Colombia, and the master franchise territories. Among these equity countries, only Mexico and Ecuador have most stores open, but in all cases, year-on-year growth reflects the strong impact in our 18 due to the measures to limit seating capacity at the stores, as well as consumers' reluctance to indoor spaces. We expect that these reductions and change in consumer behavior will continue during Q4 and at least during half one of 2021, and could potentially turn even tougher, meanwhile the COVID-19 vaccine is not widely accessible to the general population and the capacity of our health systems to absorb new waves is still at risk. Having said that, and moving now to slide number 10, I would like to emphasize that the measures already in place are providing positive results to cope with this rapidly changing environment, and that we will continue carefully monitoring its evolution to adapt existing actions or introduce new ones to maximize our EBITDA and preserve our liquidity. As we have already mentioned, The company believes that COVID-19 will have a lasting effect in consumer behaviors, and we are working to take advantage of these changes by reinforcing our delivery capabilities, developing our more digital and consumer-oriented approach for takeaway sales, and reducing our dependency from dine-in. In this sense, we are working closely with the authorities and other relevant members of the QSR industry to define a common set of protocols and regulations that could allow us to preserve our capability to continue providing our services under the strictest security measures in a potentially tougher environment during Q4 and a significant portion of 2021. On the next slide, number 12, you can see the evolution of system sales and revenue for this 9 months of 2020 compared to prior year, as well as the split between owned and franchise stores. In terms of system sales, year-to-date September 2020 amounted to close to 726 million, as I said, a reduction of 21% to 2019, in line with the performance seen in half one. The difference performance between owned and franchise sales of -8% and -24% respectively is basically explained by the higher concentration of dine-in sales in our PH franchisees in the master franchise territories in LATAM. 9 months 2020 group revenues reached 257 million, a 12% reduction year-on-year. As already mentioned, the difference between both percentages come basically from the higher decrease experienced by our PH master franchise in LATAM and our own operation in Chile due to their bigger weight of dine-in, but also from the inclusion of our consolidation perimeter of the PH business in Mexico, acquired in January 2020. Slide 13 shows quantitatively the different pace of recovery between EMEA and LATAM and the performance metric for the Telepizza and Pizza Hut networks due to the structural and circumstantial facts already described. The higher weight of PH and dine-in sales in LATAM, the longer de-escalation process is still ongoing in some LATAM countries, and the high concentration of own stores in Chile, one of the most impacted countries in the region. As a result, year-to-date September system sales in LATAM declined 29% on a constant currency basis, almost 20 percentage points more to EMEA. By brands, Telepizza chain sales decline was at -13% year-to-date September, while PH reached 26%, also on a constant currency basis. Moving now to slide number 14. Over the last 12-month period ending September 2020, our store network reached 2,351 outlets, with a net decrease of 19 outlets to our master franchise perimeter, as well as transitioned 31 Telepizza store to the Pizza Hut brand. As you can see in the chart, the network performance in EMEA shows a positive net growth of 40 outlets, while most of the closures are focused in LATAM due to the longer and tougher impact from the pandemic and the limited access to additional financing for some of our franchisees. Given the uncertainty about the impact of COVID, we expect that these total units will continue declining for the remaining of 2020. Slide number 15 outlines the main factors impacting the company's 9-month fiscal year 2020 adjusted EBITDA versus prior year. As clearly seen on this slide, 27 million out of the 36 million decrease in this period are explained by the sales decline directly linked with the pandemic. Also, to a lesser extent, the comparison with 2019 is also impacted by initial negative contribution of our investment in the Pizza Hut brand in Spain and LATAM, partially also due to the pandemic, our recent acquisition in Mexico, which is rapidly approaching breakeven but out of our consolidation perimeter last year, also the increase of the minimum wage in Spain, and the lower profits from the reselling of own stores, what we call transfer fees, to franchisees in 2020 versus last year. Slide 16 shows our income statement summary for these 9 months of 2020. The overall year-to-date revenue decrease of 12% reflects the combined effects of the performance of our own store network and the flow of revenues from our franchisee, basically royalties, provision of goods, and their contribution to the marketing fund. The different performance by revenue line, -3.8% in own stores versus -18.5% in supply chains revenues and royalties from franchisees, it's partially explained by the change in the revenue mix against prior year due to the inclusion of own stores revenue of units related to the acquisition of PH in Mexico, with circa 150 own stores, but also due to the materially lower flow of royalties from our PH franchisees in LATAM. As already mentioned, the company generated 14 million of adjusted EBITDA during this first 9 months of 2020, doubling in one quarter the result achieved in H1, and on track with the guidance for the full year. If you now turn to slide number 17, you will see the 9 months fiscal year 20 capital expenditure. As you can see, the company continues assessing very carefully any new investment to preserve liquidity and ensure an efficient use of capital. Meanwhile, uncertainty about the impact of COVID-19 on consumer and economy remains. Compared to the 50 million CapEx year-to-date September 2019, 9 months 2020 CapEx has reduced to only 20 million, being almost all of it related to growth and expansion of the business. During the coming months, we will follow this same pattern of investing in selected but limited profitable openings, relocations, and refurbishment, especially in Mexico, and in developing our IT and digital capabilities to be ready to capture new business opportunity coming from the expected changes in consumers' post-COVID behavior. The next page, slide number 18, shows our summarized year-to-date cash flow statement. Operating cash flow for the 9 months of 2020 amounts to circa -10 million, 5 million better than for Q2, a result of the incremental EBITDA in the period. Cash flow available for debt service remains stable at -30 million, despite of the additional limited investment activity during this third quarter. Negative working capital is explained by the sales reduction experienced in the period, the temporary postponement of the collections of royalties agreed with franchisees to help them cope with their own liquidity issues, and that are being collected during second half, and the gradual process of being current in all our payment as the business recover a more stable situation. As a result, after paying the interest coupon corresponding to H1, we closed September with 50 million of cash. Moving on to slide number 19, Telepizza net leverage is now at 11.2 times versus 4.3 times as at December 31st, 2019, reflecting the lower LTM EBITDA due to COVID and the new financial structure in place since the change of ownership occurred last year. We expect this ratio to increase at year-end, where our LTM EBITDA is still affected by the impact of COVID, and we stabilize our cash burn. To end up this presentation, I would like to restate our confidence that even some potential negative impacts might arise as a consequence of this second wave of COVID, the company is still on track to achieve the EBITDA and cash flow available for debt service guidance provided in May. In respect of our discussions with Yum on the redefinition of the commercial terms of our alliance and the evaluation of the potential alternatives to raise the necessary funds to deliver the turnaround plan and maintain a minimum liquidity, both topics are still progressing well, but not yet close. We hope that we could update you on both before our next results presentation. I would like to thank you all for listening to this recording in relation with our 9-month earnings presentation. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any outstanding question. From all of us at Telepizza, have a nice day and stay safe.